Once the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hey, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas, as we get set for the second half of tonight's high school basketball doubleheader here on CARE Radio, as in the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS playing host to Jackson Heights. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph producing and engineering back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. I don't even know what all he does back there. There's like so many things I couldn't even keep track. Joseph, thank goodness you're there. Appreciate all the things that you do. That said, public address announcer has introduced the starters to the crowd on hand. With that done, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for Jackson Heights and their head coach, Brent Blattner, the Cobras are going to be starting 5'9 senior Silas Holiday. It'll be Jason Bonsley, a senior at 6'1, 6'4 senior Grant Amon, Hayden Doyle, a 5'8 junior, and Dakota Abel, a 6'1 senior. For the Tigers and Coach Hoffman here on senior night, he is going seniors with 6'3 Ryan Keith and 6'1 Caleb Miller. You got Kieran Corder at 6'1. You got 6'2 Lane Mullins and 6'3 Wyatt Kramer. There you go. The ball is up. Cobras land it down and we're underway. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three, and as quickly as that, Jackson Heights on a long shot. Knocked in by Hayden Doyle, and Jackson Heights breaks out on top. 3-0. And we are just moments into the ballgame. Here's Wyatt with it, kicks it over to Lane. Lane will go baseline, little one-handed shot is going to be a little too soft. Abel coming down with the rebound, and here come the Cobras. Jackson Heights, Fattis Holiday, weaves it over to the right side. It's way out of the wing. Hayden Doyle with it. These two teams met way back again, over a month ago, the 11th of January, and out at Jackson Heights, it was a big win for the Tigers, 50-36. Here's a baseline left, three-point shot missing, and a rebound pulled down by the Tigers. Brian Keith will clear it down. ACCHS is up the floor. Mullins with it, dumps it over to the left side, brings it out on top. It's going to be Caleb Miller. Kicks it right to Corder. Kieran looking inside. We're going to have Cobras in a player defense. Pass comes off on top to Caleb. ACCHS working the ball. Trailing 3-0 here in the first minute and a half of the game. Tiger head coach Troy Hoffman on his feet. Kind of working the sideline a little bit. Here's Wyatt with it at the top of the key. Back over to the right side. Cobra defense really good. Now they'll play off the screen. The three from the top is going to be just wide to the right side, and Heinz will come down with the basketball. It's going to be Bonsley with it. Jason kicks it left. Holiday thought about taking the shot, then doesn't. Dishes it back out on top to Bonsley. Atchison County in the 2-3 zone. Trying to back in down the baseline. There's no room. Out on top. Here's an unobstructed three that rims out no good. Lane Mullins fights for the rebound, clears it down, and now the ball's going to be taken away, and Heinz is going to come up with a great hustle by Dakota Abel down there. He worked and worked and would not relent. Cobras are going to have back the basketball. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Heinz leading it 3-0. Here's another baseline three launch. That one is going to go high off the rim, off the miss, and another Lane Mullins rebound. Corder will bring it up the floor, and the Tigers are back on offense. 5.5 to play in the opening quarter. Ladies game extremely low scoring until very late in the game for Jackson Heights. This game is starting off kind of in a similar vein. Not a lot of points so far. Here's a long two. Won't go for Munns. Rebound tipped out. And another board for Dakota Abel. Dakota with a great knack of finding himself around the basketball. Jackson Heights will take it all the way down to the baseline left. Little one-hand push pass over to the right to Doyle. The feed in the middle, no room. Back down to the baseline. They're looking again for Bosley to take the shot, and this time it's going to go up, but as he goes up, it is partially deflected, and we're going to have a foul called. It is going to be their first foul of the ball game, and it will be whistled on Lane Mullins of ACCHS, and it's going to send Jackson Heights and Jason Bosley to the free throw line. Jason walks up there, a 6'1" senior for Jackson Heights. The first free throw is perfect. Tigers are going to bring in several new players. We're going to get Creighton Bowerly into the game. We are going to see also Trenton Kimmy coming in. And rounding it out, Colton Myers in for Atchison County. Second free throw's up a little bit short, and the Tigers are going to rebound it down. Here comes ACCHS, 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Ball comes out on top. Tigers will work around to the left side. That's going to be Caleb Miller with it. Skip pass over to the left block, and now back underneath. The shot high up off the window, but it won't go. Rebound is going to be slapped out on top. Here's an open three, buried. Knocking it down is going to be Creighton Bowerly. He will have his first points of the game, and ACCHS is back to within a point. It is 4-3. And we're just about midpoint of the first quarter. Heights having trouble getting it across the timeline, and they finally do just, I think, probably in the nick of time. The feed will come to the free throw line. Abel has it there, pushes it back out on top. Holiday goes to the left. Cross court right side to Doyle. Now down off the right block. Trying to back in, crossing underneath, and the reverse layup nicely done by Grant Amon. And he'll have his first points of the game. It is 6-3. Jackson Heights. 3:40 to go in the first. Tigers back down court. Atchison County in their home whites with black and orange. Here's a shot for the baseline left. Good. Colt Myers will have his first bucket of the game. We're back to a one-point Jackson Heights lead. 3:25 to go in the first. And now the Tigers with the steal on the upcourt pass. It'll be taken away by Trent Kimmy. And the Tigers are going to turn it right back over. Jackson Heights back down the floor. Long cross-court pass. Doyle thought about the shot, doesn't. Nice, beautiful backdoor pass, the shot, it's up, it's good. So Grant Amon gets the bucket, give Dakota Abel a huge assist on that play. It is now 8-5. The pass inside, batted away, and we'll have a foul called on Bosley. Jason Bosley picking up foul number one for Jackson Heights. And for Heights is going to bring in a couple of new players. We're going to get Devin Mock in the game. And also coming in for Coach Brent Plattner, we're going to have Alex Browning. ACCHS with the basketball. They're trying to get by three. Nice little pass down to the baseline and losing his balance, unable to control it in. Tigers are going to turn it over and back it will come to the Cobras. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. It is 8-5. Jackson Heights. Tigers come into the game tonight at 8-7 on the conference season and 9-10 overall. Jackson Heights comes in 6-8 in the conference, and they are 6-12 overall. Heights all the way down to the baseline left, lobs it back out on top. Holiday thought about the three, then does it. They'll feed into the middle, dish it back over to the right side. Bosley has the ball tipped out of his hands, and the Tigers are going to pick it up, and up with the ball will come Caleb Miller. Caleb glides over to the right side, skips it off down low, goes in, leans in, shot is up, rolls all the way around, and would not fall for Colton Myers. Jackson Heights will come down with a defensive board. 2:15 to play in the opening quarter. The pass will come into the forecourt. Jackson Heights will run their offense. Tigers quickly readjust from the upcourt defense to the 2-3 zone. The feet inside the right block, and another easy layup. This one is going to belong to Devin Mock. 10-5. That 5-point lead is the largest advantage for either club so far in the game, and we've got a minute 45 to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS playing their final game of the year. Here's a three, wide left, rebound pulled down by Height. Up there will be Bosley. He'll work his way all the way into the forecourt, keeps the dribble alive, now pulls it up, dishes it over to the left to Silas Holiday. Long cross court over to the right side. Alex has it there, feeds underneath, cross court it goes, and that Tiger 2-3 zone doing a pretty nice job. Now here's a 14-footer. It's going to be off the mark, and Myers coming out with a rebound. Colton will sweep it down. Atchison County races up the floor. Trenton Kimmy. Trenton has it, gets it off on top. Way outside, now to Quarter. 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. Underneath, the shot up, will not roll in, but a foul. And the Tigers are coming to the free throw line. The official walks over and lets us know. That whistle's going to be on Devin Mock. It is his first. We have not, like the girls' game, we've not seen a ton of fouls here tonight. Two by Jackson Heights and one so far for Atchison County. The first of two free throws is up and good. And Colt Myers will secure his third point this evening. Just inside a minute to go in the opening quarter. It is now 10-6, Jackson Heights. One more shot. That one is not going to go in. And it will be Cobra basketball coming in at their defensive baseline. Heights will bring it all the way up the floor on one long pass, and the driving shot misses, but the rebound is going to be tipped out to the left edge. Jackson Heights going to control it back down. They have gone to the bench again and brought Keegan Brinkley in. And here's a shot for three. So Jason Bosley hits the long shot for Jackson Heights. It is now 13-6. Tigers trailing it by some 7 points. Here's a feed underneath, and as the shot goes up, they're going to wave it off. And a foul by Atchison, or a travel. Travel by Atchison County. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. 13-6, and now ACCHS will steal the inbound. Two teams, a lot of turnovers, not real sharp right now. Trying to get their game legs beneath them a little bit. Dump it over to the right side. That's going to be Bowerly, the feed in the middle. Bowerly's going to get the assist, and Lane Mullins, he's going to be the first starter to score here tonight. Now driving to the other end of the floor. The runner's good by Bosley, and that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We're taking a break here in Effingham, set to go to the second. Your score, Jackson Heights 15, Atchison County 8.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas. It is Senior Day here for the Tigers. Opening game of the night saw the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras come away with a win. ACCHS guys, after a quarter, find themselves trailing 15-8. Leading scores in the game, Jackson Heights being paced by Jason Bosley with a half a dozen, and Grant Amon with four. Doyle has three and two for Mock. For Atchison County, it's three apiece. Bowerly and Myers, Lane Mullins with the other two. Tigers are going to put the ball back in play to begin the second quarter, and we are underway. ACCHS rolls it around to the right side, kicks it over right in front of the Heights bench, gets it down low to Mullins. He'll put it on the floor one time, lob it back off on top, handled way up high now by Bowerly. He will dish it to Miller. Caleb will feed it down low again. Hook shot by Mullins won't go in, and the rebound is going to be slapped, tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Cobra basketball. 7.5 to go in the half. Jackson Heights here tonight in their forest green with gold and white traveling uniforms. Quickly, Cobras into the forecourt. Nice lob down the floor to Hayden Doyle, who rescues it. Make a nice athletic play to haul that thing in. Gets it to Tegan Brinkley. Brinkley to Holiday. Back it comes to Doyle. 7:30, 11 to go in the half. Cobras back out on top. We're going to get to the Tigers' own defense. Now the pass in the middle. I thought it might have been kicked, but apparently no. It's just off the side of the leg of one of the Tiger players, and up with the welcome, Atchison County. With a minute gone in the second quarter, neither team has put anything on the board yet in the second. Now the feed in the middle. The shot goes up, but we get a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be on Dakota. Our official walks over and verifies that it'll be foul number one for Dakota Abel. It'll be team foul three for Jackson Heights, and at the line, Caleb Miller. Caleb will step up there in the first one. Not quite going to go in. One more shot coming up for the 6'1" senior. Mullins will check out for ACCHS, and Colton Myers will rotate back into the Tiger lineup. Second free throw, nice. It's now 15-9. A little over a minute gone in the second. Heights into the forecourt. We're going to get the Tiger pressure, but having no trouble. They do a nice job getting that outlet pass down the floor, moving it very, very quickly with the long pass, breaking that press. Skips it over into the right corner, and got to be careful with Bosley over there. He's got the hot hand. Good perimeter shooter, and he's got it at the edge. Now his pass is slapped out of bounds. Caleb Miller just leaped in the air and kind of slapped that thing and knocked it away. It's going to come back in again to the Cobras right in front of the Tiger student section. Here's a 15-foot turnaround shot. No good. Rebounded off the floor by Atchison County. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Caleb Miller. ACCHS fast break down the floor. Up and good for two. Trenton Kimmy knocks down the bucket, and we're going to get a Jackson Heights timeout. Taking a break with Coach Plattner. Coming here at 6:22 to go in the half. It is now Atchison County trailing Jackson Heights 15-11.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
As we return, Jackson Heights putting the ball in play. They'll get it up into the forecourt against the pressure. And here comes the Cobra offense. They'll kick it to the left side of the lane. Now dish it back out on top. Leaning into the middle. No shot. Now they'll try to go into the back door. The turnaround falling away. Shot is up and good. Big time shot there by Grant Heyman. And he's now at a half a dozen points, pushing his team's lead to 17-11. 5:50 to go in the first. Cobras in front by a half dozen. They've led by as many as seven a little bit ago. For ACCHS, Kieran Corder has it at the top. A nice backdoor pass, and then as he tries to get on the floor, it bounces off the side of his foot, goes out of bounds, and Trenton Kimmy just could not quite get that thing to quite do what he wanted it to do. Tigers are going to turn it over. Heights with the basketball. And again, the ACCHS pressure is causing them some grief, but again, with a long pass, they bring it up the floor. Topside, this is going to be their post, Dakota Abel. Now he'll dump it off and flash over to the far corner. Comes off on top to Doyle. They feed it again to Abel. He'll skip it out on top. The open three is buried. And James Bosley is scoring. He's got nine. And as he hits that bucket, we're going to get a Tiger timeout, taking a break with ACCHS. Down to 5 minutes to go in the first half. 9-point lead now for Jackson Heights. Cobras 20, Tigers 11.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
As we come back to action here, few games going on around the area earlier. First of all, we got a steal from Jackson Heights, coast to coast, the driving layup. They're going to wave off. The bucket was in, but they're going to say no. They're on the upcourt play, we had a reach in and a foul by Atchison County. So no bucket there. The score remains 22-11. And for the Tigers, it'll be Kieran Corder with his first foul. Second team foul of the game by ACCHS. Some of the other girls' finals going on around the area. It was Centralia knocking off Axtell 50-28. Centralia ends the year 20-0. Holton defeated Parola Compton tonight in a what had to be a great game, 39-36. Horton over Oskaloosa, 58-37. Here's a layup around and around it. Good. And count two more for Grant Amon. He's at 8, 22-11. Tigers in a little trouble here with 4.5 to go in the first half. ACCHS way up top side. Here's Kieran Corder. Dishes it back to the right. And the feed in the middle, knocked away. Stolen again by Jackson Heights. Here come Cobras up court. Amon has it knocked out of his hands, and we're going to have a foul on the Tigers. It's going to be the second foul of the ball game for Lane Mullins for ACCHS. Team fouls are now even up at 3 apiece. 4:14 to go. First half. Cobras with the basketball. They'll dump it over to the right side, and now a skip pass down to the baseline is going to get away and get out of bounds. Great hustle. You've got four Jackson Heights in the game now. Alex Browning. Alex, a 5'8" junior. Tigers down court. Here's a three. It's going to be short. Rebound out of play. Atchison County basketball, I suspect. Yes. Tigers are going to have it in their offensive baseline. Just inside 4 minutes of play in the half. ACCHS finding themselves down by double figures. Got a hill to climb. Going to have to see if they can't get back to the top of that. It'll come out on top to Creighton Bowerly. Bowerly kicks it over to the right side. Now across the lane, underneath, can't get it to fall. Gets his own rebound. Horses it up, can't get it to fall. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, can't get it to fall. And Jackson Heights will come down with it. So Heights dodges a bullet, not once or twice, but three times there. The Tigers unable to score. Now a cutter underneath. The shot is up off the window and good. And it's a huge night for Jason Bosley. He's already at 11 points. It goes to a 23-11 Heights lead. Tigers from the right side three. No. Rebound underneath. Colton follows it up, gets fouled, coming to the line. Foul is on Jackson Heights, Grant Amon. It'll be his first foul. It'll be team foul four for Heights. And coming to the line, as I mentioned again, Colton Myers. He's one of two at the line. Yes, I can. The free throw. It's up. It's short. One more shot coming up here for the Tigers. ACCHS making a couple of substitutions, and I'm here just happy to remind you that you're enjoying high school basketball tonight on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Free throw. That one will come up a little bit short also, and unable to connect on either one of them. The Tigers come up empty-handed. Cobras back up the floor with the ball. 3:13 to go before halftime. Heights will have it over to the right side. That's going to be Browning with it. Starts into the middle. Dishes it left. Mock has the ball. Skips it into the lane. Back and in. Oh, a beautiful bounce pass for the assist and a bucket by Silas Holiday for two. 25-11. And Jackson Heights is now on a 10-0 run with 2:50 to play in the half. Lane Mullins with the top side. Atchison County looking to break the ice a little bit. Corder has it. One-hand push pass to Myers. Underneath, Lane Mullins. There it is. Lane Mullins, fourth point of the game. 25-13. 2.5 to go, first half. Skip pass to the right side of the free throw line. Now, Jackson Heights has pulled everybody up. From free throw line up. And then they will periodically cut someone down at the baseline, hoping that their defender either misses them or maybe gets picked off with a bit of a screen, and they have an open look at the layup, and that has worked for them a handful of times already here tonight. Now driving down the right side, we have Coach not real happy, and we're going to get a Jackson Heights timeout. Taking a break with him. 2:09 to go in the half. Jackson Heights 26, Atchison County 13.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It is a 26-13 lead for Jackson Heights. Again, ACCHS, when these two teams met earlier in the season, Tigers came away with a road win, 50-36. And Jackson Heights is playing very, very well here early tonight. Already 26 points. So they're, you know how I like to extrapolate this. I mean, they're on a, you know, 32 or 3, so they're like a 65 or so point game pace. That's pretty good. Heights will get the ball in play in front of a lot of traffic. They'll start into the lane. The ball gets away. It's trying to save it, but it's going to roll out of bounds into the Tiger bench. Great effort over here by Dakota Abel, but he was not able to get a hand on it and haul it back in time. Here comes Atchison County. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Walking up the floor with it for ACCHS is Kieran Corder. Corder works his way. He's over on the left side. Minute 45 to go. Back out on top for the Tigers. Myers has it. Now in the game for ACCHS, Dalton Damon. Back out on top, minute and a half to go. ACCHS very, very patient. They just want to make sure they don't come away empty-handed from this possession. Here's Colton Myers. Back over again to Corder. Minute 15 to go in the half. Tigers have spent a minute on this possession already. Now Corder, or rather Myers, backs in. Shot high up off the window, but no good. Offensive rebound saved underneath nicely by Caleb Miller. And ACCHS will reset its offense. We're in the last minute now of the half. The driving shot misses. Myers follows up the rebound. Can't hit it. And a pour down this time by Jackson Heights. ACCHS getting some really close-in shots at the bucket, but couldn't make any of them fall. Cobras back up the floor with it, leading it by 13. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Again, a huge crowd on hand supporting both of these teams here on senior night at ACCHS. The ball's going to be slapped away from behind and out of bounds off the Cobras. Tigers get it back in. Wyatt going to come back into the game for Atchison County. You're going to get Trenton back into the lineup. And also in the game, Creighton. Half a minute to go in the half. ACCHS and Kieran Corder walks it up. Kieran comes into the forecourt, drives right, comes off the screen, falling away. His shot rolls up completely across the rim against the backboard and will not go in. Here comes Jackson Heights and Jason Bosley bringing it up, and we'll have a Tiger foul called. The whistle is going to be on Corder. That'll be his second. Team fouls are even at four apiece. It's really not been an issue for either club. For the Tigers, two apiece on two guys. For Jackson Heights, one apiece on four guys. Corder coming off the floor, and Caleb Miller is back in. 16 seconds left in the half, and Jackson Heights will have probably a final shot of the half drawn up. It comes up topside. That's Tegan. Brinkley has the ball, gets it to Bosley, back over to the left side. He's got the hot hand, shot is up, won't quite fall, and the rebound pushed up, and we have come to halftime. Is there a foul? We're going to have free throws, or they're going to say, is this thing being waved off? And our officials coming over to the scorer's table, and here we go. We have a foul for the Tigers. It is going to be on Trenton Kimmy. Are they going to make the ACCHS team stay? They got to make five guys stand out on the floor. even though there is zero time on the clock. And coming to the line, Bosley. He's 1-2 at the line today. He's already got, 11 points? That one won't go in. And Jason with one more free throw. He is the leading scorer in the game for both teams. We'll take a long look at it. The 6'1" senior. Big deep breath, and that one is good. It's halftime at Effingham, and we'll be back to summarize it for you. The score, Jackson Heights 27, Atchison County 13.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Halftime at Effingham. It is a 27-13 lead for the visitors from Jackson Heights. And a quick recap of that opening half scoring for you. For Heights, leading his team, leading all scorers. How about tonight? Jason Bosley's having already 12 points halfway through the game. Behind him, it'll be an 8-point half for Grant Amon. Drops then all the way to Hayden Doyle's three and two apiece for Devin Mock and Silas Holiday. For ACCHS, pacing the way was Lane Mullins with four, three each for Colton Myers and Creighton Bowerly, two and a half by Trenton Kimmy and Caleb Miller with one. We mentioned fouls earlier, Heights with no one with more than one. For the Tigers, Quarter and Mullins each with two. ACCHS went through a terrible, terrible dry streak, and Jackson Heights took advantage and went on a 10-0 run to put together this big lead in the second quarter. That's it. We'll see how they work it out in the locker room, what plans they draw up, and how the second half all unfolds. And we'll be back to bring that to you live here on Care Radio. But right now, with your intermission score in Effingham, Jackson Heights 27, Atchison County 13. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studios with yet another fantastic, yet frosty halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got Benedictine basketball the next two nights.
Join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. as the Ravens are on the road taking on the Vikings of Grandview University in Des Moines, Iowa. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip-off for the men's game tomorrow night. Thursday, the women will be in Grandview for, again, a 6 p.m. game as they take on the Vikings as well. Friday night, we're going to have high school basketball as we've got Mar Hill Mount Academy at Jackson Heights in Hoyt, Kansas. Join us this Friday night for our last regularly scheduled game of the week. I'll be back in just a moment.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look around the area, we have some finals in the girls' games. It was Nemaha Central over Riverside, 42-30. Valley Heights beat Blue Valley by 20 points, 68-48. In the Perry Lecompton matchup, it was a tight game with Horton taking home a win at 39 to Perry Lecompton's 36. Centralia thoroughly rounded Axtell, 50-28, and it was Oskaloosa falling to Horton by 20 points, Horton 57, Oskaloosa Lady Bears 37. In the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Jackson Heights at 40 points over ACCHS 29. At the half, we have Royal Valley leading Silver Lake 35-14. And in the Horton-Oskaloosa game, it is Horton 19 points to Oskaloosa 14. I'll be back in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassion. Passionate care.
Taking a look outside right now, we're 10 degrees Fahrenheit to the wind out of the west-northwest at 6 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 78%. The barometric pressure is 30.41 inches of mercury, dew point 5 degrees Fahrenheit, and our current wind chill is about 0 degrees out there. We're going to take a real quick listen to the Weather Eye forecast now.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 1 above. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 24. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 12. Partly cloudy. About an inch of snow Thursday through Thursday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justify, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas, where we're just getting started with the second half. And the Tigers are going to steal the inbound. They'll drive and shoot and score. The bucket by Kieran Corder. And it's his first point of the ball game, and it's now 27-15. With that, we welcome you back, everybody, to Effingham. Northeast Kansas League Boys High School Basketball here tonight on Care Radio. Here's a drive to the baseline and a travel. Yes, I think Grant Eamon may have been just a little bit surprised at the absence of a defender in front of him. And, you know, you get kind of startled, and suddenly you pull up the dribble and yet take that extra step because there's nobody there. So he'll turn it over, and the Tigers are going to have it back in. We're just underway, as I mentioned, here in the second half. 27-15. Jackson Heights in front. Tigers with the basketball, and coming up the floor with it, they'll come out between the circles up high. That's going to be Colton Myers. You got Caleb Miller out there with him, and Creighton Bowerly over here on the left side. Trenton Kimmy, and working in the middle, is going to be, hold on, let me pick up my last guy. Oh, it's going to be Caleb. Okay. Caleb Miller and Trent Kimmy. Okay. Little bounce in the middle. It's going to be knocked away, but the Tigers are going to rescue it, pick it back up, and bring it back out on top. For Jackson Heights, it's going to be Silas Holiday and Jason Bosley, Grant Eamon, Hayden Doyle, Dakota Abel. That's going to be the starting five to begin the second half for head coach Plattner. Tigers with the basketball, being very patient and can be. Only down a dozen here. Here's a driving shot. They will fall. So losing an opportunity at a conventional three-point play, but come to the free throw line for a couple of shots. The foul is going to be the second foul of the game and the first foul of the second half. It'll belong to Jason Bosley. Free throw. Perfect. And a Kieran Corder, who did not score in the first half, has all three of the Tigers' early second half points. The senior puts this one up, and he will get them both, and he's now at four. And it's 27-17. Tigers back to within 10. Up court pass to Doyle. The feet into the lane. The shot rejected. What a block by Trenton Kimmy. Tigers will bring it back up the floor. Quarter quickly into the floor court. Comes up top side to Bowerly. Skip pass over to the left to Myers. Give and go underneath. The shot up off the window and missed. Offensive rebound underneath. Hook shot missed. Rebounded down. Jackson Heights. Battles Holiday is going to clear it away. And then he'll bring it up the floor himself. Picked up now in the backcourt with a double team. His outlet pass is loose. And going to be saved very nicely by Dakota Abel. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Quarter moving along pretty briskly here. Jackson Heights over to the right side. That's going to be Grant Eamon with it. Between the circles, it'll be to Hayden Doyle. Tigers settling into the 2-3 zone that we saw from them for really the bulk of the first half. And working against that zone, Jackson Heights backs it away, and they're just kind of working the perimeter from side to side. Now the feed in the middle, batted away, but rescued very nicely, quickly by Bosley. There's a baseline shot. No. Offensive rebound underneath, and a follow-up won't go in, but it will draw a foul and present a couple of free throws to Grant Eamon. The foul is going to be on the Tigers, Colton Myers. It'll be his first tonight, and it'll be the first foul of the second half by Atchison County. Grant coming to the line, looking to get the double-figure scoring. He had 8 at intermission. The first one here is good. That was his first free throw tonight. Into the game for the Tigers will come Lane Mullins, another ACCHS senior. Tigers had 6 seniors on the roster. Second free throw up and a little bit short. Offensive rebound underneath. Nicely done by Dakota Abel, and Jackson Heights will reset his offense. Here's Doyle with it on the right side. Goes to the free throw line, cutting into the middle of the lane, and Bosley can't get a shot away. Brings it back out on top. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 28-17. Heights with the ball in the lead. Now the bounce pass into the center is going to be batted away and picked up off the floor by Creighton Bowerly. Bowerly dishes it over to the right side. Into the forecourt with it is going to come Quarter. Kieran with it. Back out on top. He'll dump it over to the right side. Trenton Kimmy has it there. Tigers moving the ball briskly. You're going to see the Cobras in a player defense. And now here's a three. Set sail, and it's going to be off the mark. Rebound underneath. Nice head fake. The shot is up. Gets the bucket. Plus one. An opportunity to three-point play for Trenton Kimmy. Going to count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Grant Amon. It'll be his second, and it'll be Jackson Heights' second foul here in the third quarter. Into the game, Alex Browning and Devin Mock for Jackson Heights. Tigers trying to slowly battle and scratch their way back into this thing, but that free throw is up, and it will not go in. It is 27-19 at 4.5 to go in the third. The feet across to the baseline, and as the shot goes up, will not go in, but a Tiger foul, and a couple of more Jackson Heights free throws. We're seeing more fouls called as this game has progressed. That's going to be the second foul this evening on Trenton Kimmy for Atchison County and Jackson Heights. Well, it's going to be Devin Mott coming to the line for them. Haven't seen Devin at the free throw line tonight. The 6'2" junior has a couple of first half points, and his first free throw of the game rolls off the edge of the rim, won't go in. One more shot coming up for Devin Mock. Jackson Heights hasn't scored a bucket yet in the second half. They're 1 of 3 at the free throw line, and that's all their points here in the third quarter. This free throw, wide to the right side. 28-19, Jackson Heights. Tigers with the ball way up top side. ACCHS, if they're going to come back in this game, need to take advantage of the fact that Heights is not scoring right now and utilize this opportunity to gain a little ground. If not, Jackson Heights will start scoring again pretty soon. They're too good not to. Here's a feed over to the right block, and a shot off the window. And good! Two more for Lane Mullins. Tigers scratching back. It's 28-21. Won't be long before Coach Plattner's taking a timeout if his team struggles on this offensive possession. Long cross-court pass, back off on top. That's going to be Silas Holiday with the ball, holding it high above his head, closer to the center circle than to the top of the key. Skip pass to the free throw line, looking to back out on top. Here's Holiday going three, no. High rebound, tipped around, and Tigers are going to come away with it. Caleb Miller clears it down, and ACCHS is back up court. They are down by 7. And have control of the basketball with 3:20 to go in the third. Tigers looking to come from behind in this one. Over to the right side with it. The feed down low. Patch County backing in. Twisting, turning, hook shot short. Rebound, Cobras. Devin Mock will come up with the basketball. And Browning coming up the floor. Still in the backcourt with it. Dishes it over to Holiday, and he'll get it up court. Here's a long pass over to the left side. The baseline three buried. What a shot by Jason Bosley. Now he's at 15 points. It is 31-21 Cobras. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Tigers will dump it down to the right side. It's going to be batted free. Lost out of bounds. And back to ACCHS. Back into the game for Heights. You're going to find Dakota Abel. And checking in for the first time in the second half is going to be Tegan Brinkley. And again, they got Tegan listed at 5'6". Maybe. He's not a real big guy, but he brings a lot of hustle to the floor, I'll tell you. 2:25 to go in the third. ACCHS has the ball, down 10. Drive to the right, kick it off on top. A little bit of a head fake, and then losing the handle of the ball. It's going to get away down to the baseline, and it'll be a Tigers turnover. Colt Myers is going to report back in. Full court pressure by ACCHS. Down by 10 with 2:16 to play in the half. Cobra's looking, and the inbound pass is going to be taken up near midcourt. Bosley will go all the way to the other end, puts his running shot up, and then it's tipped up and won't go. And we're going to have a Jackson Heights rebound. Skip pass over to the right side. Another falling away three. That one is up and good. From deep for the right side, Jason Bosley with a couple of threes here in the third quarter. He's pushed his numbers now to 18, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Taking a break with Atchison County with a minute 56 to go in the first, or rather the third quarter. Minute 56 to go in the third. Jackson Heights 34, Atchison County 21.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Hey, with Joseph back in the studio, Tom Counsett here courtside. A minute 45 is what's left in the third quarter. Tigers put the ball in play. A nice move into the ball as Lane Mullins will go in from the left side and score. Lane Mullins has 8. 34-23. And now on the other end, the shot misses. Tigers are going to rebound it down. And it's going to be wrenched free by Trenton Kimmy. Here comes ACCHS. Down the right side with it is going to be Mullins. Tigers down 11. They trailed by 14 at halftime. They cut the gap and got it to within 7, but could not get any closer than that. And now ACCHS will turn it over with the travel. Jackson Heights rotating players in 3 at a time with Silas Holiday and Hayden Doyle coming back into the game. And who else we got coming back in? Grant Amon. So there you go for Coach Brett Plattner. A minute to go in the third quarter. Cobras with the ball at the free throw line. Turning around. It's a 13-footer. It's up and good by Dakota Abel. His first point tonight. 36-23. The shot for the Tigers. Up and good. Lane Mullins gets a couple of more. Lane's at 10 points now, and it's 36-25. Osley works his way toward the top, plays off the screen. Now the skip pass is going to be stolen. It's a breakaway to the other end, and the layup is going to be easily done by Trenton Kimmy. 36-27. 20 seconds to go in the third. Tigers continue to press on the inbound. Nearly lost, but same depth play by Dakota Abel. Now his pass is going to be stolen. Here come the Tigers. Look away pass. Up and good. Two more. Creighton Bowerly. 36-29. And the Tigers again get to within 7. And this time on the upcourt play, maybe trying just a little too hard. Trenton will collect his third foul of the game. And it will be Tiger team foul 3. So for the Cobras, with 4 seconds to go in the third quarter, they'll be putting the ball in play at midcourt from the far side. Brinkley brings it in. They'll go left. Driving in, dropping a shoulder, bringing it back out on top. The shot at the buzzer for 3 is off the mark. And we go to the fourth quarter in Effingham. Tigers continuing to battle back. It's Jackson Heights 36, Atchison County 29.
Degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Well, clearly, the best quarter of the game so far for ACCHS as they score 16 in the third quarter. They scored 13 in the first half. So 16-point third quarter. Tigers now being led by Lane Mullins. He's at double figures with 10. For Jackson Heights, great game. For Jason Bosley, he has 18 and leads all scorers. It is 36-29. Tigers trailed by 14 at halftime. Battle back to cut it to 7, only to see Jackson Heights push back to a double-digit lead, and then the Tigers close the gap just a little bit more. And we go to the fourth quarter. Atchison County basketball. They'll drive right, go in, go up. The shot won't drop, but free throw's coming up. Tigers coming to the line. Christian walks over and lets us know that for Jackson Heights, it'll be Grant Amon's third foul tonight. That's the line for the Tigers, Creighton Bowerly. He's got 5 points this evening. We have not seen a free throw from him yet tonight, and that one is good. Creighton Bowerly picks up his 6th point of the evening, making it 36-30. One more shot for the Tigers junior. It is up. It is in. Creighton has 7 points. 36-31. Atchison County back to within 5. And they continue to go with the full court pressure. Back at the backcourt is going to be Abel. He'll launch it across the timeline. It'll be Cobra basketball. They'll run the offense from the forecourt with 7.5 to go in the game. Topside with it is going to be Jason Bosley. He's been fantastic tonight. 18 already. Here's Bosley with it. He'll run around to the right side, skip pass off the block, and we're going to get a foul called. And maybe a bump by Trenton Kimmy. It is. Trenton, he's in some trouble. That is his 4th foul of the game. And the question is, does he stay in or does Coach Hoffman sub in for him? And I think that may be what happens here at the first opportunity. Cross court, the ball goes. Jackson Heights running the offense. Dakota Abel dribbles it over to the wing. Back out on top, he's going to go to Holiday. Silas pass is thrown away. Tigers are going to get it back. Coach Plattner looking a little frustrated with all of that. Here comes ACCHS. We have 7 minutes to play in the game. Tiger ball. They go way out topside to Caleb Miller. Kicks it over to the right to Quarter. Now the feed to the free throw line. Back over to the left side. Cobras stay with a middle zone. Here's a 3 from the top and hit from the outside for the Drayton Bowley for the Tigers. And suddenly it's 36-34. It is a 2-point game with 6.5 to play. And the ball's going to be thrown away. And is there a foul? Or have the Tigers taken it away? Let's see if the official tells us down at the baseline what's going on. No, he's going to say it was just lost out of bounds. So it's going to go back to Jackson Heights. 6:27 to go in the ball game. It is a 2-point game. ACCHS has battled from 14 down. Here's a jump shot. Up, no good. Followed up, no good, but a foul. And a Cobra is coming to the line with Dakota Abel. The whistle is on. Colton Myers, his 2nd foul tonight. It'll be Tiger team foul 5. Dakota hitting his first 2 points of the game moments ago, and his first free throw tonight is up and in. Not real stylish. Not a lot of arc on the trajectory, but that thing was flat, but went right in. He's got 3. 2nd one. Right in as well. He just throws him in. 38-34. 6:20 to go. Atchison County looking to keep the momentum. They try to feed in the middle. Get it there to Lane. Mullins goes back door. The layup is up and blocked. Offensive rebound. Kicked out on top. Here's a 3. Yes. Tigers knock down another one. Creighton Bowerly with back-to-back 3s, and it is 38-37. A 1-point game with 6 minutes to go, and now Atchison County will steal away the loose ball. Down the court, underneath. The layup is good by Lane Mullins, and Atchison County has come from all the way back down 14, and Tiger fans on their feet as Jackson Heights calls the timeout. We're going to take a break with the Cobras down to 5:44 to play here tonight. Atchison County 39, Jackson Heights 38.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
39-38, ACCHS in front. Not just the fact that they're in front, this is the first time tonight they have been in front. They have trailed since the opening when Jackson Heights took a 3-0 lead, and the Tigers have been battling back ever since. Cobras with the basketball, Tigers full court pressure. They'll break it, and Bonsi will swing it down the left side, bring it off on top to Holiday. Here's the three from the left side. No. Offensive rebound followed. Yes. A falling away shot by Grant Eamon puts his team back in front at 40-39. We've got 5:20 to play. Tigers work around to the right side, dribble it over to the wing, give and go at the baseline. The kickback is going to come to Mullins. Hook pass comes off on top. They'll dish it over to the left to Corder. Here's Mullins, long cross court on the left side to Bowerly. These guys have a hot hand here in the fourth quarter. Tigers back out on top to Colton Myers. ACCHS showing great patience, working the ball, looking for the shot they want. Bowerly goes back door and Lane gets fouled. And there's going to be a whistle on Dakota Abel, only his second of the game, and for Jackson Heights, only their fourth in the second half. So that one's pretty irrelevant, and the Tigers will be putting it in at their offensive baseline. Heights leading it by one at 40-39. One of the officials having a chat with one of the Cobra players out there and delaying the inbounds just for a moment. Here's a feed in the lane. The shot up, blocked. Rebounding it down. Here comes Jackson Heights. Great defense by Grant Eamon. Up the floor they come, over to the left side. Thinking about the three for a moment with Jason Bosley. Then he says, you know what, probably not. Pulls it back down. Heights has the basketball, leading it by one. The feed to the right, block shot, block, Colton Myers. Rebound, block. Rebound again to Jackson Heights. They're going to bring it back on top. 4:20 to go. Over to the block, the shot missing. Lane Mullins pulls it down. Here come the Tigers. Kieran Corder will drive it up the floor. 4:10 left in the game. ACCHS with the basketball, trailing it by one. Tigers work it over to the left wing. Caleb Miller dishes off down left side, off the outside of the lane, and the shot is up too hard. Rebounding it back down, Jackson Heights. Outlet up the floor, way down court with it is going to be Doyle. Hayden feeds into the lane. No shot there. Tigers defense coming down, doing a good job. Atchison County's reinventing that 2-3 zone. Here's the pass in the middle. Bouncing. Good. Silas Holiday will have only his second bucket of the game, but it puts his team up by three at 42-39 with 3.5 to go. Back out on top. The Tigers will go back door, and before they run that play, we're going to get an Atchison County timeout. Taking a break with ACCHS. 3:23 left in senior night. For the Tigers, it's Jackson Heights 42, Atchison County 39.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Great to have you with us here on Care Radio this evening. An exciting, exciting high school basketball. Final game of the 2021-2022 high school season for ACCHS. Jackson Heights has one more game. And it's a game that you're going to hear here on Care Radio. Tigers with a basketball, and around to the left side with it is going to be Caleb Miller. On the top, it's a three. Bowerly hits another one. What a shot by Creighton Bowerly. He has, 11 points in the fourth quarter, and it's a 42-42 game. We're tied with 3 minutes to play. Jackson Heights coming up the floor with it. Holiday dumps it over to the right side to Hayden Doyle. Fans for both teams on the feet. Turnaround shot to the lane. It's up and no good. Tigers are going to clear down the rebound. Corder pulls it down and brings it up the floor. 2:45 to go. Feet underneath. Lane Mullins falls away, shoots and scores. Lane Mullins, 14 points. Tigers go up by two. It is their largest lead of the game at 44-42. 2.5 left. Jackson Heights back on offense. Coach Plattner on his feet, holding his hand high, indicating the offensive play he wants. Here's a beautiful pass underneath and the falling away shot. Too hard. Rebounding it down to Mullins. Here comes Atchison County. Now Tiger coach hopping on his feet, holding both hands in the air, telling his team, all right, now this is where you take some time and be patient, and we're going to get a foul on the drive from the right side. It's 4v4, as in number 4, Creighton Bowerly, fouled by Jackson Heights, number 4, Silas Holiday. It'll be Cobra team foul 5. Team's fouls are even, 5 apiece. ACCHS brings it in. Topside with it is going to be Kieran Quarter. Cross-court pass nearly stolen, but rescued at the last moment by Caleb Miller. Quarter will go for 3. There it is! Kieran Quarter has 7, and the Tigers go up now 47-42 with a minute 45 to play. Can May complete this incredible comeback from the top of the key? It's good for Jackson Heights and Jason Bosley. Bosley hits a 3, and what a finish we've got in store. We're getting a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with a minute 40 to go in the game. It is Atchison County 47, Jackson Heights 45.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back as we return to Effingham, Kansas. The Tigers put the ball in play and take a quick shot that won't go in. Jackson Heights coming up with the basketball. They'll bring it back up the floor, trailing it by 2. 47-45. Tigers in front. Cobras with the ball. And then we're going to get another timeout by Jackson Heights. Tell you what, if you're having fun with this Jackson Heights team and with this game with the Tigers, we're going to see the same Jackson Heights team Friday night here on Care Radio. We're going to be bringing it, Joseph and I, to you Friday night, and it will be Jackson Heights and MHMA here on Care Radio. So you'll be looking forward to that one. Tomorrow, it's Benedictine basketball, the Benedictine men at Grandview, and it is particularly unusual, so you may want to scratch this down on your date calendar. It is a 6 o'clock tip-off for the Benedictine men, first round of the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason basketball tournament. And then the next night, Thursday night, right back to Des Moines again in the same matchup, only with the ladies. So Benedictine men at Grandview tomorrow, Benedictine ladies at Grandview Thursday, and then we'll see how everything all shakes out. That said, back out of the court, both teams. 1:17 to play. Every fan here on the edge of their seat. It'll be put in play in front of their own bench by Jackson Heights. They'll dish it over into the right corner. They want to get it to the block. It can't. Come out on top instead to Alex Browning. He'll skip it to the free throw line. Back over to the left side, Holiday. 1:05 to go. Back right side is Browning. Bounces down low. And is it going to be lost or saved? Saved in by the Tigers. ACCHS comes up with a steal. Coach Hoffman is on his feet, telling again his team to slow it down, and they pass up a wide-open three that just won't take it. We've got 45 seconds to go in the ballgame. Atchison County with the basketball. They lead it by a pair. Over to the left side in front of the Tiger bench. Quarter will drive it out on top, and he gets bumped and bumped, and finally the foul is going to be called. That is only team foul 6 for the Cobras. Team foul 6. The officials were mistaken a little bit ago. They thought the coach Plattner was calling a timeout. Now we're going to get a steal on the inbound by Heights. Jackson Heights with the basketball. Down by 2. All the way underneath. There's no room. Here come back out on top. That's going to be Hayden Doyle with it. Over to the right. The 3. Off the rim. No. Heights with the rebound, and we get a foul. ACCHS commits the foul. It is going to be Trenton Kimmy Smith, and he is going to foul out of the game for Atchison County with 21 seconds to play. And he's going to wrap up the night with 6 points. What a finish we've got. 21 seconds left. Tigers lead by two, and we're going to get a timeout. This is how they set it up. Joseph, hold on to your seat back here in the studio. Timeout, 21 seconds of play. It is Atchison County 47 and Jackson Heights 45.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Senior night here at ACCHS, and it could not be more exciting as this game coming down to the wire. We're at 21 seconds to play. Atchison County, who has trailed this afternoon by as many as 14 multiple times, has battled back here in the fourth quarter. And they lead by two. Jackson Heights puts it in on the right side. The turnaround shot, it's up and in! Count the bucket for Grant Amon. He's got 13, and we're tied at 47. Tigers bring it down with 11 seconds. They'll feed it over to the right side. And we've got a shot taken, but no, a Tiger timeout. Joseph, I'm going to hang on to it. I've worn you out. Your button finger has got to be, you know, sore by now. I don't want that thing in a splint because we've got too many more games coming up this week. And we've got, in the middle of all that, Thursday night we're going to have Sports Look. Gus and I will be trying to catch you up on all the things and stuff going on. Sub-state pairings are going to be done and in the book because that's kind of an interesting thing. Even though there are games, like the ones we're talking about, being played on Friday, they are irrelevant and immaterial with regard to sub-state assignments, sub-state pairings and seedings, because they're going to use the games played through tonight, and then tomorrow, folks down at Topeka are going to sit down and they're going to get out their tablet, their number two pencil, and scratch out the brackets for all of the sub-states tomorrow. So we will share with you all of the pairings and all the information that we've been speculating about for some weeks now. That and a whole lot more Sports Look coming up Thursday on Care Radio. So here we go. Tigers are going to be putting it in play near their baseline. 9 seconds left. It'll come in on the right side. Back to the corner. 6 seconds. Stepping in. Here's a long two. Up. It's going to be short. Offensive rebound. Falling away at the buzzer. No. The falling away shot at the buzzer. In! The Tigers win it on a falling away shot by Colton Myers. The final score here in Effingham tonight. ACCHS 49. Jackson Heights 47. What a shot at the buzzer. We're going to be talking about that. We'll return right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
What a thrilling finish, and the crowd is still just kind of standing around stunned as ACCHS with an epic comeback. And this one here tonight, trailing by as many as 14 in the game several times. They pushed back. They battled back. They cut it to 7 at the end of 3 quarters and then took their first lead of the game with 5 minutes to play in the game. Their very first lead, Jackson Heights tied it up with about 19 seconds to go in the Tigers with a shot at the buzzer. Win at 49-47. Recapping the scoring for Jackson Heights, leading all scorers tonight. Tremendous night for Jason Bosley with 21 points, 13 tonight for Grant Amon. And from there, it's Dakota Abel and Silas Holiday with 4 apiece, 3 tonight for Hayden Doyle and Devin Mock with 2. For ACCHS, Creighton Bowerly in the fourth quarter was outstanding. He had 11 in the quarter, 16 in the game for Atchison County. Double figure scoring also for Lane Mullins with 14. It was 7-9 for Kieran Quarter. Trent Kimmy with a half a dozen. Caleb Miller scored 1, but I'm going to give the Bank of Atchison player of the game to Colton Myers. 5 points in the game. He scored his first 3 in the opening quarter. Did not score again until 1 second left on the clock when he had the putback shot that gave the Tigers this thrilling win tonight. ACCHS goes to 9-7. They are 10-10 on the season. Jackson Heights 6-9 and 6-13. Brady's game tonight, it was a back-and-forth battle early on, but then in the second half, Jackson Heights established themselves, and they went on to a 40-29 win. Tonight's game, the guys' game, Tigers coming from behind, winning at 49-47. Tomorrow night, Benedict and Ben from Des Moines, the Ravens and the Vikings of Grandview. Listen to us here on K-Radio. That's an early win. Vikings will be Thursday with the ladies, a 6 o'clock tip-off here on K-Radio. I want to thank you for having joined us. Hope you enjoyed it all. Until we greet you tomorrow night for our man, Joseph. He's the guy back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, our producer and engineer handling it all. Joseph, thanks so much. From the ACCHS Gymnasium here in Effingham, Tom Towns saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on K-Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.